Want to look to the Word of God and ask God to bless and pour out His Spirit and touch us by the Holy Ghost power and the Holy Ghost anointing. God, we look to You, Lord, today. And God, we need Your touch. We need Your hand sustained upon us. We need the victory that comes, Lord, by Your Spirit rising up within us. Give us victory in this service today, in this meeting. And God, we'll praise You and give You the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. In the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, here the Word begins to expound to us and tell us, as these words said in verse 9, I am the door, by Me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus gives the opposite end of the spectrum here. He said, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. This is the good shepherd, according to the word in verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. We're living in troublesome times. We're living in an hour when our government has begun to turn against Israel. We're living in an hour when they begin to speak out and trying to advise Israel to get out of part of their land that has been given and promised to them. We're seeing all this controversy take place, and we're seeing a situation that's getting out of hand. We're seeing disaster after disaster after disaster rain down upon this country, and the wrath is just beginning to come of the things that we're going to see. Why? Because we're a nation that's took prayer out of school. We are a nation that's aborted millions and millions and millions of our babies that was to be born. They have been aborted. We have seen a country that's took a stand and said that same-sex marriage is all right. We'll send it back to the state. Let each state do as they want. We're seeing abomination after abomination on every hand. And we see literally the hand of God is starting to let the wrath come down upon this country. And we've not even seen the beginning of it. A recession that has gripped this country that worsens every week. We're seeing problems that they cannot resolve. We're seeing situations that there is no answer to. This is called the thief. The thief come to kill, destroy. He come to make a mockery of God. He come to destroy every one of the sheep as they're born into the kingdom of God. Satan is there trying to destroy them and trying to kill them. And I want you to know today the good shepherd came, amen, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And that is the message of the hour, abundant life through Jesus Christ. But we must be aware of the thief. We must be aware that there is an enemy called the devil, the adversary. And he was that one that rose himself. He said, I'll exalt myself above the Most High God. He said, why should I bow to God? I'll just take over, and then everybody will have to bow to me. A third of the angelical host was cast out, and old Lucifer himself was cast out, and now he is to be cast literally out of the heavens, and not many days hence. Many prophesied dates and times, but according to the Word of God, it's forbidden to do that. Many preachers have made themselves to be false prophets because they wanted the popularity of people. They wanted to speak and tell people something that would make them look like they were some kind of super spiritual person. And they began to quote dates. I know preachers that I won't even waste time to listen to. I know one preacher that I've watched him in the last few months. He's fall prey to the money gimmick. And he's helping some of the preachers that are raping this country of millions of dollars for their riotous living style. And he's pitched in with them now, but I watched him preach and prophesy three different times of the Lord's coming and the date that he said the Lord had showed him that the Lord had to come. That makes him a false prophet. I'm sorry, but that's where it's at. I've lived long enough to see this thing come to head. I was born back in the day when Israel became a nation again, and God spoke and said, this generation shall not pass away until all these things be fulfilled. I believe Jesus will come in this generation. I can't give you the hour. I can't give you the moment. I can't give you the date, but I'll tell you he's coming, and you better be ready. You better not be deceived. Glory to God. We need to adhere to the word of God and adhere to the promises of God's word and know that he's coming to get his church. And there is a thief that is out to kill and destroy. There's a thief that's out to deceive. And we've got many doctrines that are of deception that's loose in the world today. And those doctrines of deception are at ever hand, and people are falling prey to them. But I plead with you today, take the sound word of the gospel. God, he has given it for us that we might be instructed in righteousness and truth and holiness, and we don't have to be deceived. We don't have to fall down in the ruts of this deception, but we can rise up in the victory of the Lord. I'm telling you today, we need the power of the Holy Ghost moving in our churches. That's the thing that troubles me worse than anything else, that almost all churches I look at, they have removed the Holy Ghost. They have removed the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. They have removed anything that appears to be anything to do with the supernatural of God. And that way they can go on in their sins. They can go on in all their adultery. They can go on in all the things that they practice and do and not feel bad about it, because they've removed the Holy Ghost out of the picture. They've said anybody that talks in tongues is of the devil, and they point a finger and ridicule anybody that's full of the Holy Ghost. They have doomed their soul to a devil's hell. They have mocked God. They have blasphemed the Holy Ghost, and they're lost and doomed for a devil's hell. And these people are being put in the pulpits in America left and right. 85% of the preachers in the pulpit today do not believe in virgin birth, do not believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, does not believe that Jesus Christ is coming back in bodily form, does not believe the fundamental messages of the Word of God, and we wonder why America's in trouble. We need a revival in the pulpits. We need to not only cast devils out, we need to cast preachers out of the pulpit. We need to get rid of those that are in heresies. Let me tell you something. If I'm preaching to those at Warm Church pew, you need to get down to business. You need to get together with members in your church. And if you've got a preacher that's not preaching the soundness of God's word, you need to vote him out. You need to get you somebody that won't preach for filthy lucre's sake, but somebody will preach because God called them and because God anointed them. I've said this a many, many times. The majority of the preachers preaching in American pulpits, if you told them their check would be held up, they'd be gone the next week, because they're there for what they're paid. They're there for what somebody puts in their pocket or the pat on the back or to be popular. We need men of God that'll preach this thing because God ordained it to be preached, because God called men to preach this thing. And we need to tell the truth and tell a lost and dying world they need Jesus. We need to tell the church they got to get out of their sin. They got to get out of their seem right ways, and they got to come back to their first love. Because if they don't, God's going to spill them out of his mouth. God tells us to stand fast in Galatians in the 5th chapter, in the 1st verse. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Satan wants to bring all of us back into bondage. He wants to literally blind us of the reality and the truth. He wants to get us convinced. I was talking with a friend of mine this morning, and he was talking about how that at one time that he attended AA meetings, and they practiced the generic form of God. And he said, you know, it was mind-boggling. And you go sit down, and they tell you that you've got to draw strength from some God from somewhere. whatever you draw your strength from, whether it be an oak tree or be the table you're sitting at, whatever you worship or draw your strength from becomes your God. That's the kind of deception that's loose in America today. That's the kind of deception that the thief that has come to steal and to kill and destroy, that's what he's trying to bring about, to kill people and destroy them. But I want you to know the Word of God tells us we can receive the truth and we can walk in the liberty of God through His Spirit. Because God, let me tell you, His powers is not limited. He is all powerful. He has the authority and the power to come down into our hearts and our lives and to give us victory, to rise up upon everything that's thrown in our way. There no weapon formed against us going to prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us, we're going to put it to silent shame by the righteousness of God that's within us. I'm telling you, we on the winning team, we on the winning side. We need not look around. We need not turn around to look to see what the world's doing. But we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We need to walk that straight and narrow way. We need to get on that street called straight and stay there in Jesus' name. There's not time. There's not time to turn around. There's not time to walk in another direction. There's not time, according to God's word, there's not time left. While we are messing around, as the old saying goes, the devil can come in and spoil our goods and can deceive us. The devil, he is as a roaring lion. The Bible tells me he's seeking who that he can or who he is able to devour or destroy. And I want you to know he's not able to destroy a child of God that's praying and seeking the face of God, that's walking true with God and standing in the promises of God. Amen. The Bible says in Galatians in the 6th chapter, it says in verse 7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." See, we have the opportunity to choose today. You can choose what you want. You can choose the righteous way. You can choose the way of wholeness. You can choose and walk in the right path of God. It's up to you as an individual. It's up to me as an individual. We choose every day of our life which road and which route we're going to take. It's up to us. I mean, we literally have the opportunity to serve God and to be full of the Spirit. And we have the power to resist the devil, to draw nigh unto God. We resist the devil, and he flees from us. But the devil, listen, he will mess with your head if you let him. I mean, he will come, and he will mess with your head. That's what he wants to do. He wants to deceive you, and he wants to mess with your head. He wants to mess your mind up. He wants to do something to get you all frustrated and saying, well, God can't move, or God can't do this, or God can't do that. But I'm going to tell you something. God is able, and God will do what he said by his word, and God will keep his promises. Not one promise that God makes to his children will he falter or fail in, but he will keep his promises, and thank God that he's promised me life and life everlasting, and thank God that I've got that life abiding within me. Now, the Bible says this. He says in 1 Corinthians in verse 9, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulteress, nor effeminate, nor accusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortists shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of ye, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our Lord. We have been delivered and set free from these bondages. And God tells us plainly, be not deceived. People that are bound in these lifestyles, people that have these lifestyles, and they are professing salvation, they're confessing to be a church member, they're confessing to be saved, these folks are deceived. And that deception will literally destroy them, and they will walk in that deception until the point that they become deceived, and they'll confess themselves to be wise. The Bible said they will become fools. That's the reason homosexuality. That's the reason they say that the lesbians and the homosexuals and the gays, whatever you want to call them, is just literally growing by the multitudes. They're saying that a white male man in the next couple years, a straight, if he claims to be straight, white, and a male, he will be the minority in America in the next couple years. That's sad. That's sad. But that's what's taking place, because people are allowing Satan to deceive them. And you know what's so sad about it? Most of the gays, you talk to most of them, they tell you, oh, I believe in God. You can take people that's plumb deceived. That's the first thing they'll tell you, I believe in God. But do they believe in Jesus Christ? Have they been born again? Has the Spirit of God been applied to their soul, their heart? The Good Shepherd came to give life. And if you still got death abiding in you, you don't have life. If you still got darkness in your life, then you don't have life. Jesus is light. He is the light of the world. He is the light through the gospel to our paths. And it's up to us to choose. We have the privilege to choose. The greatest opportunity and the greatest privilege that a man can have is the privilege to choose eternal life. And thank God that He has granted all to them. That verse of scripture that's so powerful, John 1:12, as many as received them, gave him power to come the sons of God, even to them that believed upon his name. Now, that's power. I don't mind telling you, that is power. And 1 Corinthians and, 15 and verse 33 says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good men. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. He plainly explains to us that this deception comes about. You got to watch the company you keep. You start keeping a bunch of folks around this company that don't live right. You keep a bunch of retrobates around you. You keep a bunch of people that's living in sin and mocking God. And before long, you'll be staggering every which way. There's some folks I'm not going to associate with. There's some folks I'm not going to have anything. I'll pray for them. They need help, I'll help them. But I'm not going to sit down and have fellowship with them, because I don't want their garbage rubbing off on me. I don't want their filth and their pollution around me. They're people I'll absolutely just avoid, because they've proven to me they're a mockery of God. They've proven to me that they're evil, they're wicked, they're rotten to the core. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't have no problem at all. People say, oh, you got to love everybody. You got to love a man's soul, but you don't have to love his filth. God said evil communication, communicating with evil people. He said, be not deceived. This won't ever work. This will just continue to keep messing your life up and to keep destroying you, and it'll keep fulfilling what the devil wants to do. He wants to destroy you He literally wants to destroy you. The Bible tells us what's going to come in Paul's writings in 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter. He goes on to say, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Now we could all agree they've come. "For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, God, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, headly, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep in the houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." He goes on to expound to us. And as I won't take the time to read the verses in between, but down in verse 13, I want to make another point here. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Notice that. Deceiving and being deceived. Bible warns us that if we set out to deceive, we run the risk of becoming deceived ourselves. But deceived and being deceived. Then in John, in 1 John, in chapter 5, and I want to close with this thought here. In John chapter 5, and in verse 18, right after the powerful verse of verse 17, "All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death." He explains that. "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not." This is the promise of the word. If we don't sin, Satan can't touch us. But when we allow our communication of those that are evil around us, and we begin to take our eyes off of Jesus Christ and the truth of his word, and we begin to take an attitude, "Well, I'm justified for my sin. I've been a Christian a long time. I've done this, I've done that." And we justify ourselves that sin is all right. Then we are becoming deceived. And we're to the place where the wicked one can walk right in and start making havoc of our spiritual life or physical life, and he can drag us down and literally stomp us because he's an enemy. He's a thief, and he come for that purpose. He come to steal and to kill and destroy. But I want to keep the door open to the Good Shepherd, because the Good Shepherd's bringing us life, and he's giving us life. And I want him to continue to reign and rule in my heart and my life. And the Bible says in Matthew 24 and 24, this is easy to remember. Matthew 24 and 24. The Bible tells me that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. I want you to know the word said, "if it were possible." Who is the elect? The man and woman that's born of the Spirit of God, that's purged theirself by the blood of Jesus, that's sitting at the foot of the cross, that's walking and talking daily with Jesus, and is allowing the blood to be applied daily to their sins. They're confessing any sins, for he said, "Little children, I wish you should not, but you do have an advocate with the Father." And that person is saying, "Lord, purge me with your shed blood." And they're walking and sitting at the foot of the cross. Those people are the elect in God's eyes. And God said to the very elect, it is literally impossible for them to be deceived. So make sure your communication is sound with folks. Make sure that you're not tossed to and fro with every wind and sound of doctrine. But make sure you stand true to the word of God and the promises of God. And the Word plainly tells us the wicked one cannot touch us. If we don't become a partaker of sin, or if we don't allow sin to reign in our hearts and our lives and our soul, then Satan can't touch us. And we can live abundant life given to us by the Good Shepherd. You choose today. You want the abundant life of the Good Shepherd, or you want the deception that comes through the wickedness of Satan, which come to steal, to kill, and destroy. I choose life, and I hope you do too. In Jesus' name. God, we thank you for your Word, your Spirit, your truth. Abide with us and keep us now is our prayer. God, reach those that are backslid. Touch those that need a touch. And God, move and let us stand on the promises of your Word is our prayer. In Jesus' name. God bless you and God love you.